The mills of God grind slowly. At some point, a sinner will be punished. Many decisions or events that are important in one's life take time in coming. Some 1,600 years ago, the Greek philosopher Sextus Empiricus wrote, "The mills of the gods grind slowly, but they grind small." Galatians 6:7 clearly sums it up. Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. A man will always reap just the kind of crop he sows. Years earlier, Jezebel, a manipulative and unscrupulous woman, was the intellectual author of Naboth's death. Years have passed since Elias prophesied of the tragic end of Jezebel's life, and indeed the blood of his descendant. King Jorman and her own suffered the same consequences. Neither manipulation nor makeup or hairstyle stopped the course of divine justice. The quoted passage from Galatians goes on to say, "If he sows to please his own wrong desires, he will be planting seeds of evil, and he will surely reap a harvest of spiritual decay and death. But if he plants the good things of the Spirit, he will reap the everlasting life that the Holy Spirit gives him." The principle of sowing and reaping appears in spiritual realms and motivates us not only to live in the Spirit, but also to sow in the Spirit. Let us today sow the seeds of love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We may even harvest some of the fruit today in the simple smile of those around us.